Happy New Year and welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, rancher Weston Merrill prepares his pregnant cows and heifers for their annual scour guard shots, which sparks thoughts about the global debate about antibiotics in food production.
There was a year that we didn't do it, and then we saw a major uptick in scours, basically terrible diarrhea. They dehydrate, they lose body temperature, and they die.
He follows the recommendation of his vet, who has the ranch on a program consistent with its goals, basically getting healthy, heavy calves to market next fall.
You can't cut corners there. And if you do, you're creating a time bomb that can explode later, which is not good for our bottom line, obviously, but also that's not healthy for an animal.
Okay, so scour guard isn't an antibiotic, but it doesn't take long when you're talking to a rancher about meds to hear about the great antibiotic debate.
We use antibiotics, but in a limited manner, meaning I'm not going to give antibiotics to something that doesn't need it. 90% of ranchers, or even better, they are the same way I am. They take care of their animals, and those animals are living things, and they do what they need to do to, you know, they'll give it antibiotics if it's suffering and it's sick.
But there's a rub. Antibiotics can help resistant bacteria develop and spread. So any use of antibiotics can do this, especially those used to promote growth or increase feed efficiency, because that exposes animals to low doses of these drugs over long periods of time. According to the FDA and CDC, it's this kind of inappropriate antibiotic use that's linked to the resistant infections in humans. Basically, antibiotic-resistant bacteria grow and crowd out the bacteria that do respond to antibiotics. They also contaminate the meat from the animals and can potentially cause infections in humans. This has consumers really worried about where their food comes from.
The rancher in me says, yeah, they just don't understand. But at the same time, they're my consumer. So they have a valid reason to go, hey, I want to make sure my beef is raised sustainably.
Not all ranchers are so open-minded, willing to see the so-called other side as ordinary people, people like me, with real concerns worthy of scientific inquiry. One reason for this is the billion-dollar ag industry paints questioners as outliers, bent on promoting their fringe agendas. People concerned about antibiotic resistance are dismissed as out of touch with the so-called realities of agriculture. Weston, young, educated, and married to an outsider himself, doesn't see it that way.
You can't just sit here and do a rancher close-minded, this is the way I do it because this is the way it's always been done, and we've got to see the other side. And I can't live without the consumer. The consumer can't live without me.
Here's what he thinks.
I live there. I'm with those animals all the time. So you bet if I've got sick animals, I will use antibiotics to treat them. I don't want to say that, people don't know anything. But yeah, there's a lot of bad information out there. I would say if you have questions about that, find a rancher, ask a rancher. If you're on that other side and you talk face to face to a producer, it can really change your perspective. Oh, this guy isn't just in it for the money. He's not just pumping his animals full of antibiotics, right?
Weston wants so badly to share with non-ranchers his sense of responsibility toward his animals.
Like today, I took some hay to the cows in Levina, and just the feeling I had of pride of looking at my cows on my lease driving my tractor, I can't describe that feeling. If I could help someone else feel it, there would be no question as to how does he raise his food? How is it taken care of? Yes, it's a sustainable way.
Next week, with calving in sight, frigid temperatures in central Montana have Weston on his toes.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.